Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Tuesday, the 14th day of August. After a Monday night, forgettable for the Yankees, memorable for the Mets, and as bad as this season has been, as awful, as heartbreaking, as, you know, just tedious and dreadful, and we could add 10 of 12 more, that this Mets season has been, they will always have August the 13th. They will have that night, last night, in Yankee Stadium, big crowd. They will have that to remember when they're, you know, the season's long in the books, when they're just sitting around waiting for next year or sitting around over the holidays. They can think back to the night where they beat the Yankees in their building on a Monday night, hit a bunch of home runs, got 12 strikeouts out of DeGrom, and went on to an 8-5 victory. The Mets, imagine the Mets scoring 8 runs. Imagine the Mets hitting 5 home runs, out-homering the mighty Yankees, and doing it against Severino, who obviously now is officially in a major slump. And before the Yankees figure out anything about postseasons or dreams of glory in October, that will obviously come via the wild card. And for those of you now panicking that the wild card is in trouble, remember this. Starting tonight, the two teams that are within hailing distance of the Yankees, and there are only two, the Mariners and the A's, begin their first of 9 games against each other. So if the Yankees didn't have enough of a schedule break, the two teams that are chasing them play each other 9 times, not to mention they play the Astros. The bottom line is the Yankees are going to comfortably, I don't care if they crawled home on their hands and knees, they're going to be in the postseason. But it is going to be a very different season, and it will be a very different October if they don't figure out what their best pitcher is up to, and that's what they have some time to do it. They have the luxury of that. The Yankees have the luxury of a lot of time now because there's not much more to gain out of this season, and they will be one of the wild card participants. You can take that to the bank. It would be one of the utter collapses. And as I said, the advantage of 9 games against each other that the Mariners and A's will have starting this evening, as a matter of fact. But back to last night, just a memorable one for the Mets in a lot of ways, and a very tough one to swallow in a lot of ways for the Bombers, who have had too many of those in recent weeks, way too many of those going back to the Red Sox series, and as they finish up having split the season series against the Mets this year. For the Mets, hey, that's a good showing. For the Yankees, well, you move on, and like we said, it's about October glory now. That's all that's left. There's not much left to salvage out of this season where, hey, it's not like they played badly. They're 30 games over 500, but a lot of that was accomplished a while ago, and they have been anything but that team for a while. A lot last night became about the broadcast, and I just, being a wise guy, sent out a tweet basically saying that this broadcast, which was a hard listen, let's just be charitable. It was a tough listen. Firstly, you had to find it because you're thinking, all right, it's a Monday night. I'll go here, game's not there. I'll go here, game's not there. I'll go here, game's not there. Where's the game tonight? All right, maybe it's an ESPN game. But by the time you find the game, all right, now I didn't get home until the second inning. I find the game. And then let me say that the broadcast, to be fair, was challenged. And me, you know, it got a little tension what I said. I didn't say anything mean. I just said that I thought ESPN's choice of the announcers may have been their annual gift to local radio. That's all. I mean, nothing more. And it got a little of attention. But really, I want to hear from you. Was the game, am I wrong about that? Or was the game a little tough to take last night? And not because you have to have your homer announcer or someone who's going to be pro-Yankee or pro-Met. And I don't think, you know, I'm not getting into any individual guy who's a homer or not a homer. Because, listen, all broadcasts are slanted towards their team because that's just the way the world works now. It's worked that way for a long time. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, there's going to be some of that. Not that they're not going to tell you when somebody makes a bad play. They will. But there's going to be a point they don't cross. And, you know, it's not Joe Buck doing the game or someone who's going to be completely, you know, have no tie at all to the team. And you think it's a great dislike for the team, which he doesn't have, but that he's going to be just another team to him. But last night, that was, I have to admit, and I'm not one that really gets worried or gets annoyed, and I usually can take it. But last night, I have to admit, that one was hard on the ears. I got to be honest, it was. It didn't have any pacing. It didn't have any sound. They were bringing people in and out. I mean, it just wasn't any good. So that was my take. You can give me yours. I'll listen to it, you know, about what you thought about it last night. I got an idea that's the case, but we'll see what everyone has to say. We'll also get into some other things today. We'll do a little baseball overview. We'll do a little football overview with Schrager, who's always with us. We'll have DeRosa, who they have a bobblehead for. DeRosa, they're giving away a bobblehead. I don't know why they're giving it away with the Cyclones. I guess because they're the closest team to where he works. I guess that's why. I have no idea why. But I don't know what his relationship is to the Cyclones, but we'll find out. But he's got a bobblehead, so I guess is he happy with the bobblehead, or is he trying to hide the bobblehead? Which one is it? I don't know.
I think he's happy with it.
Oh, he's happy with it. Okay. I mean, which one is him? On the right or left? I can't tell. You see, that's why I think these bobbleheads are silly. They don't look like anybody. I mean, I'm being honest. They always said to me, do you want a bobblehead? I've never had. There are people who didn't even have full-time shows here who have had bobbleheads. There are people who worked on weekends at this station have had bobbleheads. There has never been a bobblehead of Mike and the Mad Dog. The reason why is me. I always said no to the bobblehead because I said they're awful looking. I mean, they think they're silly. First of all, people probably throw them in a closet. Secondly, you know, or they throw darts at them. Secondly, they don't look like anybody. Now, I got to ask you honestly. I see this two guys and a girl here in a bobblehead. If you ask me which one's DeRosa, I don't know.
I think he's the one on the left.
You think? See, you don't even know which one's him. Which one's him? Chris, which one's him?
I'm with Monzo. I think it's the lighter haired gentleman.
This guy or this guy? This guy?
No, the latter.
That guy. I think you're right, but I wouldn't like swear on it. I think you might be right.
We know he's not the female. That's the only.
Well, we know that, but you see, here's the thing. Here's the other problem with this. I don't know who the other two people are. So you got to tell me who they are. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't watch the MLB network that much. So you're going to have to tell me who these two people are that are with them. They got to give me their names. Okay, so that's the first thing we got to do. DeRosa, I know. I love DeRosa. You can watch Mark co-host MLB Network's MLB Central with Robert Flores and Lauren Shahadi. Okay? That's who they are. Robert Flores and Lauren Shahadi. And the three hosts have their own bobblehead coming out. Hey, shouldn't you? Like I said, everybody, I think Mons and Chris have had bobbleheads done.
We're
for
working
them.
On it.
That's what I mean. I really do. If you ask Mink if he's had a bobblehead,
giving away at Bar A.
I guarantee you Mink's got a bobblehead.
I know Usler does.
I'm telling you, I think everybody does. I've never had a bobblehead or a podcast. Those are two things I'm going to say in life. I've never had a bobblehead or a podcast. That's the idea. Everyone's has both. So he's got a bobblehead. He's given out, and they will be giving it out tomorrow. You can watch Mark co-host MLB Network's MLB Central with Robert Flores and Lawrence Zahadi. And the three hosts will have their own bobblehead coming out, which will be given to the first 2,000 fans at the Brooklyn Cyclone game tomorrow night at MCU Park. How about that? There you go. So we got a lot going on. We got DeRosa. We got Schrager. We got last night's game. We got a big Met win, a memorable Met win. All that power, power pitchings, 12 strikeouts, all those home runs, hit them right, hit them left, hit them back to back. I mean, so pounding the ball out, Rosario, everybody knocking the ball over the wall. So, I mean, you know, home run here, home run there. So they beat up on the Yankees, beat up on Severino. Yankees got their Severino issue. The Yankees are 10 games out, folks. It's August the 14th. They're 10 games out of first place. They are not winning the division. We know that. They are going to host the wild card game, most likely. They're going to be in the wild card game. They're going to 90% host the wild card game. They're definitely going to be in the wild card game. And now they got to get themselves ready for an October run. That's what they have to do. We'll get everything rolling right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.